302. SMS Early Breakfast on 31702.
You still tune into 702. I'm Nala Malloy. It is Early Breakfast. I have been filling in for Lebogile, and I'm going to be taking you through till 6 and then passing over to Breakfast with Bongani.
Early Breakfast.
So we do know that we've had a lot of New Year's resolutions, and keeping fit and sexy was one of them. So intermittent fasting is basically a dieting approach that involves cycling between periods of eating and abstaining from food. And this has been a trend. This has actually been trending around diet circus. We know people like Hugh Jackman, Ben Affleck, Nicole Kidman have actually been doing it. But also because increasingly more research actually reveals that eating patterns may promote weight loss and improve overall health. But not too long ago, I was told that you need to eat every 2 hours. So on the line, we have Dr. Adrian van der Merwe, who is a GP specializing in body, mind and integrative natural medicines. He also is the author of a health book and the director of William G.G. Couchet's Weight Control Clinic in Pretoria. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Good morning, doctor. Welcome to the show.
Hi, yes, it's Dr. Irene van der Merwe.
Okay.
Yes, all bright and early. Here we are.
Welcome. So, Docs, I think the first thing that is, what exactly is intermittent fasting?
Yes, I'm going to give you sort of just a few of the different things that we do. And I've explained it in my book, Managing Diabetes and Metabolic Syndrome. But it's basically where we give our bodies a little bit of a break from digesting food and absorbing it and then assimilating it and whatever else happens. It intermittent means on and off. So the most practical way to do it is where we do a 16-hour fast and then an 8-hour period of eating the right food. And it sounds worse than it actually is, because that 16 hours includes the 8 hours, ideally, of a good night's rest.
Okay.
So what we would then do is you will have your last meal between 6 and 7. And then you won't have anything to eat for 16 hours, and then you'll break your fast. So you will have your breakfast then between 10 and 11. And the 16 hours is very specifically for a good reason. There are also other intermittent fastings where one could do one day a week, for instance, or just do a juice fast one day a week. And some people do it 1 week a year, especially talking about New Year's resolutions. Often people would start the new year with a week fast or just using juice then. So there are different ways, but the one that has been sort of best research and that I also use and recommend to my the weight control clinic patients would be the what we call a 16/8 fast.
You mentioned the 16 hours being for a reason. What is this reason for 16 hours? Because not too long ago we were told that we should eat every 2 hours and try and eat 30 minutes after try and eat at least 30 minutes after waking up.
Yeah, you know what, that for people with a low blood sugar, that might be okay, you know, to maintain a blood sugar. But most of us, you know, just intuitively and naturally, we're not really hungry when we wake up. So rather than fighting that natural not being hungry, we just postpone breakfast. It's really not good for people with high blood sugar, or even just high normal blood sugar, or what we call also insulin resistance, to have food too regularly. We've got to give our bodies a break so that blood sugar can come down and the cells can become sensitive to insulin again. Doing that is one of the best ways to break down fat. The first 8 hours after you've eaten, your body is still using all the stored glucose, that's glycogen in your liver and some in your muscles, and the food that you then eat is broken down into glucose, or what we call blood sugar. After 8 hours, the body starts using fat for fuel or energy, and that's what we want. So for those of us who've got about more than 8 kilos of fat to lose, there's always some degree of what we call metabolic syndrome, or, you know, just even in the beginning stages. Then we want to get our body into fat burning. And the best way to do that is intermittent fasting.
We have a message here, doctor, coming in saying that I have an underactive thyroid and struggle with my weight. Do you think that the 16 hours fast specifically will work for this person?
Yes, let's get, while that question is a really good one with thyroid, let's just talk about metabolic syndrome, because thyroid problems is also a part of it. But the main symptoms are increasing fat, especially around the abdominal area or the waist area. Even something like a muffin top can be a part of metabolic syndrome. Then it's a blood pressure that's slowly creeping up or then become high. Then blood sugar levels that are increasing and then high. And then insulin resistance, and also the high cholesterol, specifically the bad LDL cholesterol and triglycerides. And often we would have a bit of a low functioning thyroid. That just means it makes the metabolism a bit sluggish, and people tend to slowly accumulate fat. So that can definitely help. And also there, I would then prescribe rather natural herbal remedies to support the thyroid gland and the metabolism. But it is something that a person can try.
Dr. Irene, thank you so much for talking to us about this intermittent fasting. It's definitely something I think I'm going to give a shot. But before you say goodbye, can you just let us know how we can get a hold of you if anyone wants to talk more about intermittent fasting and maybe just have your opinion and your say on how to diet?
Yeah, the best way is through the website, because we've got a contact option there, and there's a whole article on intermittent fasting and a lot of other things on thyroid, depression, all of that. It's www.drdfordonkeyrforronald.com/A for Annie, R for Ronald, I for Ingrid, E for Echo, N for Nelly. So it's drirene.co.za.
Awesome. Dr. Irene, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. Have a lovely one.
Pleasure.